Hello.
Hello. This is Will calling from National Opinion Survey. I'm looking to speak to Mark Nance.
I'm sorry, you have the wrong number.
I understand. Sir, I'm conducting an opinion survey. Would you mind taking the survey and answering a few questions?
It depends if they're not too personal.
No, they're not. It's a public opinion poll. It's for public research. Okay. First of all, I need to know that you can talk safely and openly on your phone. Like, we're not putting you at jeopardy. Like, you're not driving or anything like that.
No.
Thank you. And just to be sure, we are representing everybody. May I ask your race? Do you identify as white, African American, Black, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Native American, American Indian, mixed?
African American, Black.
Thank you, sir. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you will not vote?
50-50.
Thank you, sir. May I ask your age?
53.
Thank you, sir. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated and 10 means that you are extremely motivated. 0 to 10.
5.
Thank you. Next question. Generally speaking, how closely would you say you have been following news and information about politics and candidates over the last year? Very closely, somewhat closely, not that closely, not at all closely?
Somewhat closely.
Thank you, sir. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Independent.
Thank you, sir. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
Thank you, sir. To hear about inflation and the rising costs, who or what do you blame the most? The Biden administration, their policies, big businesses, and corporate price gouging and greed, the COVID-19 pandemic, the Federal Reserve raising interest rates, Republicans in Congress?
So do I have to choose from them?
Yeah, it's either one. Yep.
Those are the options.
Those are the options, but if you want to specify something else, you could.
I blame political greed and power.
Political greed and power.
Yep.
Thank you very much. Next question. Now I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say they want their members of Congress to focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have your member of Congress to focus on. Use a 10 if it's most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and a 0 if it's not important at all. Fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods, how important is that to you? 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. Fighting back against the rise of white nationalism in the country.
10.
Thank you. Reforming the criminal justice system to hold police 10. More accountable. 10.
10.
Reducing gun violence. Protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
Protecting
abortion and reproductive rights.
Protecting abortion and reproductive rights. 5.
5. Thank you. Creating a pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants.
How important is that for me?
Mm-hmm.
I would say that's probably
Nine. Okay, thank you.
No, I didn't say eight. A nine.
Oh, okay,
no.
My bad. Take your time.
I'll say about a six.
Six, okay, no problem. Thank you so much. Next question, switching gears a little bit and generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Do I approve or disapprove?
Exactly. Do you approve or disapprove?
Disapprove.
Disapprove. That will be somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove.
Somewhat disapprove.
Thank you. And do you approve
or disapprove? Hold on. Let me change my answer on that. I strongly disapprove.
Okay. Strongly disapprove, no problem. Thank you so much. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Democrats in the U.S. Senate are handling their job?
No.
You disapprove?
I disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you, sir. Next question. Now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and some organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. Hakeem Jeffries.
I don't know who that is.
No problem. That's an answer as well. Donald Trump.
So 0 means you strongly disapprove, or?
Yeah. It means that you don't feel warm or favorable towards them.
I'd say probably about a 4.
4. Okay, no problem. NAACP.
4.
Thank you. Joe Biden.
Very well.
Thank you. Barack Obama.
Barack Obama. Is he related to Barack Obama?
Yep. That's him.
You're talking about Barack Obama, the former president.
Yeah, the former president. Yep. Barack Obama.
About 5.
About 5, okay. No problem. Thank you, sir. Planned Parenthood.
Now, from what I understand, Planned Parenthood has mostly a lot to do with abortions.
Yeah. Go ahead.
So, how do I feel about abortions? I would probably give that a 4.
Thank you. The Republican Party?
0.
Thank you. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr., former president, correct?
Mm-hmm.
That was a little bit before my consciousness. I was alive, but I was young. From what I hear, he was pretty cool, so I'll probably give Robert about a 7.
7. Okay, thank you so much. Next question. I know it's still a long way off, but if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Independent Colonel West, and Democrat Joe Biden, would you vote for Donald Trump, Colonel West, or Joe Biden? If undecided, please say so.
Undecided.
Thank you, sir. Next question. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, will you vote for Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
I wouldn't vote.
No? Okay. Thank you. Now let me ask you, which candidate did you vote for in 2020 presidential election? Did you vote for Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Joe.
No. Okay. No problem.
No. I voted for Joe Biden.
You voted for Joe Biden?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. How worried are you about the threat of white supremacy and hate crimes to black people in America today?
I wouldn't use the word worry. But am I concerned? I would probably say that's a 9.
The options are very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, not at all worried.
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Thank you so much. Switching gears a little bit, now I'd like to read two statements about important issues facing our communities. Please tell me which of the following statements do you agree with more? First statement, we don't need to increase funding to police departments. We need to invest more funding in crime prevention and violence interruption programs, after-school programs, mental health, in order to get root causes of crime to make our communities safer. Or, second statement, we need to increase funding to police departments to hire more police.
Let me tell you right now, I'm going for the first one. I'm going for the first one.
Okay, that will be somewhat more or much more?
In agreement with the first statement, I'm much more in agreement
much
with
more.
The first statement.
Thank you very much. How recently have you seen, heard, or read anything about President Biden and his administration and what they are doing? A lot, some, a little, nothing at all?
A lot.
A lot. Thank you. And has what you seen only about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards them?
Less.
Less. That will be much less or somewhat less?
Much.
Much. Thank you so much. I want to read to you some of the things that Joe Biden has gotten accomplished in his first 2 years in office. For each one, tell me how important that is to you. Number one, provided $123 billion in new funds for the upcoming school year, the largest ever one-time federal investment in K-12 education. Is that very important to you? Somewhat? Not very? Not at all?
I'm neutral. I'm in the middle on that one.
Okay, no problem. Miss Brown Jackson was confirmed to the Supreme Court as the first African-American woman ever to hold that position. How important is that to you? Very, somewhat, not very, not at all?
How important, meaning favorable? I'm not favorable to her at all, so no.
Not at all important, okay. Also, Joe Biden capped out the pocket Medicare cost at $2,000 per year. Is that important to you or?
I'm not on Medicare, but the medical cost for me is very important. So.
Okay, thank you so much. Yeah, go ahead. If you want to switch your answer, that's okay. Take your time.
So I would say it's somewhat important.
Somewhat important. Thank you so much. Joe Biden invested $12 billion through Medicaid that allow people to continue to access home care and raise wages from home care workers.
I'm neutral on that.
That will be not very important to you or somewhat?
Not very important.
Thank you, sir. Also, he created infrastructure law, which is eliminating lead pipes and expanding access to clean drinking water for households and schools across the country.
That's a bunch of bullshit.
Okay. I don't have that option.
And I'm sorry. A lot of this is basically hype, but when it comes down to like the place in Detroit that had lead and all that stuff in the water, you don't see in place, I think it was in Mississippi, where the governor or the mayor was begging them for assistance and it was taking so long. I really don't get into the main media. I rather do I listen to the home root media, the new media, because a lot of that stuff you'll never see hit the communities.
Okay.
It's a way it's a way to misappropriate funds. Yeah. They're going to use those funds for something else, but they're going to say it goes towards this.
Okay. I understand.
No one will ever see it, yeah. Hyphen funds.
Yeah. Mm. So you will say it's not at all important to you? Or not very? Somewhat?
It's kind of hard to answer that because it's important to me that money goes where it's supposed to go. Like when they said they were going to send all this money to Haiti for a hurricane and stuff relief, but it never got there. Yes, it's important that they get the money, but we know that $2.5 billion never got there.
Okay.
So okay, it's important to me, but the overall success of it, because I know it's not going to happen.
Okay, so when it comes to the results, it's kind of shady to you.
Yeah, when it comes down to the overall, will this really happen?
Yeah.
And it's just not hyped up talk, it doesn't happen.
Okay, so will you want me to mark that as not at all important?
It's kind of hard to say because they can use that answer in the survey to say, I don't care whether they get the water or not. I do care, but I don't care that they're saying they're going to do it because 9 times out of 10, based on past performances of our government, funds that are released for stuff like that don't get to them. Obama said he was going to send $2 billion, and you have to understand, I deal with the private wealth sector.
Yeah.
I'm a financial consultant in private wealth. I deal with European market trading. So most of these guys know this money never went anywhere.
Okay.
So you have to understand, I don't care because it's not going to get there. It's just another lie.
Okay, thank you. Next question. Now that we have discussed some of the accomplishments of the last 2 years, I'd like to ask you again, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I disapprove.
Strongly, somewhat.
Strongly.
Thank you, sir. Now I'm going to read to you some reasons
You're Hispanic or Latino, correct?
I am. Yes, I am, sir.
Okay.
Thank you.
So you're a minority. You're a minority. Are you in the United States?
Yeah, Florida.
Florida. Okay. Mm-hmm. You see what's going on with the governor in Florida?
It's crazy.
He hated. So why is a person that said he was pro for us, we helped him get in office, but he's not putting that white supremacist in his place? A lot of things that he's doing is against the federal constitution, especially passing laws where they cannot really teach what happened in slavery. Your people and my people were enslaved.
I know.
But he's abolishing. He's letting it ride. So I don't have no love for Joe Biden. As a people, we fell for the con once again.
Yeah.
So to be honest with you, so that you know, because I know you're doing your job, but let me help you to understand from an African-American, black, pan-African man. I feel like we need our own political party. Your people and my people and people from Dominican Republic, Cuba, Puerto Ricans, some that's coming from the continent, we need to start our own political party. We need to get rid of the National Black Caucus and all those other caucuses that's not really doing anything for our people but up there showboating and flexing. And then they're doing so much compromises that it doesn't – you'll get one little thing done for the people, but then you have to compromise with the other side and let them get something done too, which is total contradiction. I don't know. We need to have our own political party. And from a biblical standpoint, know them that labor among you. If these people who are coming up for office haven't did anything really seriously when they wasn't trying to go for the presidential or Congress or Senate, we don't need to vote for them because those are the people that they chose for us to vote for. instead of picking people out of our own community to vote for.
Yeah.
We need our own political party.
I perfectly understand what you're saying. In my point of view, that's a long shot, you know, with everything.
Yeah, but see, let me show you why it's important, though. Every single election, they're striving, they're flexing, they're faking it, they're lying to get our vote. Right? Mm-hmm. Every single election. Yeah. They need the Latino, Hispanic, and African-American vote in order to stay in office or to get in office. So that's why it's important for us to get our own political party, and then we can actually stand together, united, sign bills, get those bills in the face of these politicians and make them confess, we're going to do this when you get in office, or we can, in unity, say, you won't make it but one term. Promise mm-hmm. you that.
Yeah.
You see the difference? Because you're going to need our vote next go around. You may con us this time. Fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, shame on you.
Yeah. Power to the people.
Yeah. That's what it's supposed to be. And we have enough pull in the political, financial, and educational arena. Because at the end of the day, yes, they put a lot of money. They say they did put billions of dollars into education. I think that's a lie, because a part of education is transportation, buses. And we're on a national crisis lacking bus drivers. Just seen it last night. So, and if you look at the stats of how poor the education is in America, then what is good if you throwing $1 billion, $12 billion to a broken system?
Yeah.
We're still behind. We're the greatest country in the world, but we have one of the poorest educations on the planet, especially for the African-American and Latino community.
Yeah, yeah.
In a city, we're not getting
that position.
Think about it.
That position right there is shaky, though. Being the greatest country. Yep.
That's just a fantasy, because you got freedom in smaller, what they call third world countries. But understand something. Yeah, that money went out. But will it really change the inner city education for these kids that can't even pass the simple academic test? Who can't even graduate because they're so poorly educated in the inner city and rural schools? See, we know that on the ground, that money may be distributed, but it ain't coming to us.
Yeah,
it's going to come to people that look like them.
Yeah, I understand. If it's okay with you, I'll continue with the survey. We are at 70%. Okay, now I'm going to read to you some reasons others have given for why it's important to vote in 2024. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it's very convincing reason to vote, 5 means that it's somewhat convincing, and 0 means it's not convincing at all. Number 1, racism and white supremacy are on the rise in America and threatening our communities. It's threatening all of the advancements our communities have fought so long for. We can't stand by as they try to take us backwards. It's our responsibility and our time to step up, come together, and use our political power to protect our communities and future. 0 to 10.
0 being very important to me,
not convincing. 0 means it doesn't convince you at all. 5 means it's somewhat, and 10, it's very.
5.
5.
Because we don't have our own political party, so 5.
Thank you. Gun violence is getting worse and taking a heavy toll on our communities and young people, but many Republicans are blocking any common sense gun reform. They are blocking a ban on assault weapons and working to make it easier for anyone to get and carry a gun without a permit. If we want to make our community safer, we must vote against those making it easier to flood our streets with guns.
5. I don't agree with the extremity of removing guns. Tulsa, Oklahoma was a community that African Americans, Native Americans, and Latinos built. And because we didn't have enough guns, when they came to take it, because they wanted the money out of our banks, We didn't have enough guns to defend ourselves. It's funny that the African American Latino communities, they're the least likely to own guns because of the laws that's put on us in the high policing and judicial system, always giving us the criminal charges and convictions so that we can't own weapons. Mm-hmm. They started that during the, in your research, they started doing that after the Black Panthers Party, which was not just specifically African American. They didn't want us marching over Washington with our own weapons. So no, I don't believe in that. Okay, think about this, and I'm gonna let you get back to it. Okay, think about this. If policing is as bad as it is, and it needs to be gutted, and it needs to be crucified, and it needs to start all over. We know that because there are no good cops. Because good cops are necessary to the fact before and after, because they know who the bad cops are and won't do nothing about it. So if we know that to be true. Okay, why would you want to then turn around and convince me to take all the guns out of my community? And that's the only thing that's stopping y'all from coming in and actually acting like it's World War III in our communities.
You know the house is dirty, but yet you don't want to clean it.
I'm not about to say, take all the guns, that'll make things safer. No, because we fear the police more than anybody.
Okay, they killing us. You. Yeah, definitely. I'm gonna continue. We could go deeper into this, bro. I mean, we could talk about this all night. You know, it's you and I know, but I have to continue.
I don't play the black and white because I want to look at real issues and what is the core and the beginning of the issues. And most of these issues started with white supremacy. For our communities, it started with white supremacy.
Yep. Sometimes over the course of a survey. People's opinion change. Let me ask you once again, rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not motivated at all, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. 0 to 10.
Five.
Thank you. And what stood out to you the most from the arguments you just heard? One brief statement.
What stood out?
Yeah, what stood out to you the most? Tell it like it is. You know.
What stood out to me the most was the fact that we're still playing the left side and the right side, and with the and it is a simple biblical scripture: a divided house can't stand. So that while we're still paying these extreme lessons to the extreme whites, most of these politicians are still selling us out, selling out jobs to overseas Chinese, to the Indians and to the Russians, even though they're supposed to be our enemies. We're investing in them, and they have a strong influence on the financial and social matters of our communities. So what I don't like is that our government is still playing politics, and no one really seems to want to fix anything in a majority way where we can get things done. As long as there's just Republican and Democrat, and these are mostly dominated white supremacy political parties, people that are we have to suffer for the lesser of two evils, and that is getting harder and harder to discern who is that.
Who's bad?
Because Biden made a lot of promises to the minorities,
communities,
and he did absolutely nothing. And I really didn't have a love for the vice president, but hey, you couldn't take one without the other, because I look at it like this: you know a tree by the fruit it bears. And so she had a hatred for my people when she was a district attorney, especially for men. So I knew that she wasn't going to flex on anything. And notice that none of your surveys had anything to do with the LGBTQ supremacy, because that also says a lot about how perverted our government has gotten when it comes down to the vote. You want to give them more. You want to give them more rights. You want to give them more protection. You want to give Asians, all of a sudden Asian hate is on the rise. You did everything except what you did for the people that got you into office.
Mm-hmm. Now I'm going to read you a list of ways that some people were contacted during 2022 midterm campaign season. For each, please tell me if you recall any campaigns contacting you in that way. Social media, internet ads. Yes, no.
Yes.
Thank you. Someone canvassing neighborhood.
No.
Thank you. Mailers.
No.
Doorknobs.
No.
Text messages.
Yes.
Phone calls.
Yes.
Radio ads.
Yes.
TV ads.
Yes.
Thank you. Next question. We are at 95%. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate, bachelor's degree, postgraduate, master's, MBA.
From college.
Thank you, sir. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, widow?
Single.
Thank you, sir. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger in your household?
No.
Thank you, sir. Thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
Thank you, sir. And thinking about the neighborhood that you live in, will you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly anyone, or none of your neighbors are white?
Some of them.
Yeah. Do you say about half, less than half, hardly any?
Yeah. Hardly any.
Hardly any. Thank you, sir. Would you describe the area where you live as urban, suburban, rural?
Say that again.
Would you describe the area where you live as urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States?
No.
Were one or more of your parents born outside of the United States?
No.
Were you born outside of the United States?
No.
Thank you, sir. That will be the end of our survey. And I just want to thank you once again for your time and real talk, man. You know what I'm saying? Real talk.
Yeah. If without our own, we will never stand up and make them face the music if we don't get our own. We're always having to cater to their parties. We need our own party.
Thank
and
you,
we
definitely.
May not understand, but let's say we make up 30% of the votes. Let's
yeah.
say just say, for instance, 30%. Well,
yeah.
one of those parties need our votes. Both of them cater to it, but one of our parties need our votes. And Ice Cube, you remember, Ice Cube did that letter to the government for black people, okay?
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, he wanted them to know what we expected for our votes. If we stand up and get our own political party, then we have the right to demand. But as long as we're going to their side, the Democrat or Republican, then
yeah.
we have to fall in line with what their agenda is. We have
yeah.
no agenda. We need our own.
Yeah. Easily
manipulated. Because Obama, yes, exactly. Obama wasn't for us.
Mm.
Obama was not for us. He did a lot of good Democratic things, but Obama was not for us.
Yeah.
I think Kennedy was more for us. Clinton was more for us, but he came
Clinton
along white man
smoking weed.
Yeah, but he came along, brother. He came along right when Microsoft took off, and it changed us technologically. It changed the whole world, and it made the economy boom. So it made him look good too. You
yeah,
see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But
yep,
he was
yep,
the same
yep.
one when he was a senator that started, him and his wife voted for the three strike rule.
Yeah.
When they were senators. And then when
chaotic.
She started to run for president, she tried to actually run against that.
Yep.
You the one helped vote it and put it in place in Arkansas. So, you know, you have to see it for what it is. I'm tired, but I understand the system. It's an evil system. But I am tired. I'm 53 years old. I'm tired of having to try to choose to figure out who's the lesser two evils. Trump and Biden got racist backgrounds. He used to call us urban monkeys. Biden used to call us urban monkeys. Up in New York, when it was the Central Park Five, Trump already had convicted those men who are all innocent, by the way, and said that they needed to be castrated and hung. And it's innocent. But he didn't say anything about them being a slum lord in the same city.
Crazy. All right, brother. Thank you so much for knowledge. You know, thank you so much for your opinion. You have a good one,
man. Sir. You too.
All
thank
right.
you.
Bye-bye.